Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, January 29th, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, $50 million in upgrades are announced at Paper Excellence's Vancouver Island Mill, and 100-plus employees will be brought back. Also making headlines this past week, Canfor is shutting down its operations in Chetwynd in Houston, British Columbia, and cutting about 400 jobs. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, January 28th, at 54.52, up 170 points or 3.2% from the January 21st close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 5-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund, it was up 2.3%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Glatfelter, up 31.4%, followed by Rayonier Advanced Materials, gaining 18.8%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, down 9.2%. Now, over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 86%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down by 75%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 2.3%, while the PM40 is up 1.5%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Helsinki. Stora Enso signs an agreement to divest its Hylte paper site and will discontinue the Anjala site divestment process. Stora Enso has signed an agreement to divest its paper production site in Hylte, Sweden, and all of its related assets to Sweden Timber, a Sweden-based sawmill and planing mill company. The enterprise value is approximately 18 million euros. The completion of the transaction is expected in the first half of 2023. Concerning the Injala paper site in Finland, Stora Enso has decided to discontinue the divestment process. The Hylte site transaction, along with the discontinuation of the Injala divestment, concludes Stora Enso's plan announced in March of 2022 to divest four of Stora Enso's five paper production sites. In line with its strategy, Stora Enso's focus is on long-term growth for its renewable products and packaging, building solutions, and biomaterials innovations. The Hylte site annual capacity is 240,000 metric tons of newsprint paper. Based on 2021 figures, the divestment is expected to reduce Stora Enso's annual sales by approximately 90 million euros. Now, the Injala paper site, together with the retained Langebrugge paper site in Belgium, were integrated into the packaging materials division on the 1st of January of 2023. Dayline Spain. Smurfa Kappa investing 6 million euros in solar panels at Spanish mill. Smurfa Kappa has announced a $6 million investment at its Sangüesa paper mill in Spain, which will see the construction and installation of up to 12,000 solar panels on land adjacent to the mill. The solar panels will reduce carbon dioxide emissions by over 3,200 metric tons annually and provide significant cost savings, Smurfa Kappa said. Now, once operational, it is estimated that the panels will generate more than 10 gigawatt hours of power annually, which will reduce the current external electricity consumption and dependency by 7%. The Spanish solar energy product is the latest for Smurfa Kappa, which has launched similar initiatives in other facilities in Spain, Colombia, and Mexico to generate sustainable energy. The mill at Sangüesa is one of Smurfa Kappa's key facilities that produces light MG craft paper, a packaging solution widely used across industrial and consumer markets in products such as grocery bags and wrapping paper. Its customer base includes some of Europe's largest brands. Construction on the solar panels is expected to be completed by the end of the summer.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dayline Norway. Norske Skog investing 100 million Norwegian dollars. Norske Skog Skåne will invest around 180 million Norwegian dollars after 40 to 50 million dollars in grant funding from the NOx fund in a new thermomechanical production line, also known as affectionately as TMP, that will replace expensive recycled paper with fresh fiber. The new TMP line will reduce variable costs, significantly reducing NOx and fossil CO2 emissions and reduce landfill waste. Startup is expected in the first half of 2024. Today, newsprint is produced at Norske Skog Skåne with a pulp mix consisting of wood fiber and recycled paper. The investment will replace the use of expensive recycled paper fiber with fresh wood fiber in newsprint production. The production capacity of thermomechanical wood pulp will increase by 100,000 metric tons.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor shutting down operations in Chetwynd in Houston, British Columbia, cutting about 400 jobs. Canfor Corporation announced to better align manufacturing capacity in British Columbia with available long-term fiber supply, Canfor Corporation is restructuring its British Columbia operations by permanently closing its Chetwynd sawmill and pellet plant and temporarily closing its Houston sawmill for an extended period of time to facilitate a major redevelopment on the site. The company intends to build a new, modern, globally competitive manufacturing facility that employs state-of-the-art technology to produce high-value products from sustainable timber supply in the region. Project planning, scoping, preliminary engineering, and budgeting are underway. The company will undertake a comprehensive evaluation of the availability of economic fiber and a thorough project financial analysis, supporting a final investment decision by the end of the second quarter of 2023. Both facilities will be closed following an orderly wind down of operations is expected to conclude early in the second quarter of 2023 that will remove approximately 750 million board feet of annual production capacity. Now, though the company didn't say how many jobs would be cut, the union representing workers at both locations estimated that at least 400 people will be out of a job. Dateline, Minnesota. 3M cutting about 2,500 manufacturing jobs globally. 3M, the maker of Post-it notes, industrial coatings, and ceramics, is cutting about 2,500 manufacturing jobs worldwide as it looks to align itself with adjusted production volumes. The company announced last month it will exit the per- and polyfluoroalkyl substance manufacturing by the end of 2025. The so-called forever chemicals are used in non-stick frying pans, water-repellent sports gear, stain-resistant rugs, cosmetics, and countless other consumer products. 3M also reported fourth quarter earnings of $541 million, or 98 cents per share. Its adjusted profit was $2.28 per share. Now, that's below the $2.34 per share analysts polled by Zacks Investment Research predicted. Chairman and CEO Mike Roman said in a statement that 3M experienced rapid declines in consumer-facing markets and a significant slowdown in China due to COVID-19-related disruptions. He said the company anticipates macroeconomic challenges continuing this year. Dateline Memphis, Tennessee. International paper company to sell its stake in its ILM joint venture. International Paper Company announced that it has entered into an agreement to sell its 50% interest in ILM to its joint venture partners for $484 million. The company noted that the sale is subject to regulatory approvals in Russia. The transaction price includes an approximate $3.5 billion in total enterprise value for ILM, based on an approximate 3.1% times EBITDA multiple on a 2022 full-year basis. International Paper also received an indication of interest from its joint venture partners to purchase all of the company's share in the JSC ILM Group for $24 million on terms and conditions to be agreed. The plan is to pursue an agreement to sell the JSC ILM Group shares and to divest other non-material residual interests associated with ILM to the other joint venture partners. Now, ILM Group operates major Russian pulp and paper mills in the Arkhangelsk and Irkutsk regions, having branches in Khorizovsk, Brask, and Uskimsk, as well as forestry branches, procuring raw materials to the production facilities and two corrugated cardboard plants in Leningrad and the Moscow regions. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Menomee Falls, Wisconsin. Multicolor Corporation will close its Menomee Falls facility. Ohio-based printing company Multicolor Corporation announced that it plans to permanently close its Menomee Falls facility, resulting in layoffs for all 29 employees, according to a letter that the company sent to the Department of Workforce Development's Dislocated Worker Union. Multicolor has not determined the exact date that the facility will close, but they expect it to close in April. Now, According to the letter, none of the employees are covered by a collective bargaining agreement or otherwise represented by a union. All employees at the facility have been notified of the terminations, the letter states. Dayline Canada. Tolko announces shutdown at Soda Creek and Armstrong Lumber Divisions will continue. Tolko Industries has announced that it will be extending its holiday shutdown periods at its Soda Creek and Armstrong Lumber Divisions. Late last month, the company stated that it would conduct a holiday shutdown through the month of January, but the work stoppage will now carry over through the entire month of February. Quote, "We do not make these decisions lightly. We have an extremely committed workforce at these operations whose families and communities rely on Tolko. We will continue to support our employees during this challenging times," said Troy Connolly, Vice President of Solid Wood. The temporary closure will have a direct impact on the company, reducing production by roughly 35 million board feet of stud lumber. Dateline Canada. $50 million in upgrades announced at Paper Excellence's Vancouver Island Mill and 100-plus employees will be brought back. A British Columbia-based paper company says more than 100 workers will return to one of its mills on Vancouver Island after $50 million in upgrades were announced at the site. Paper Excellence Canada curtailed operations at its mill in Crofton, British Columbia in December, and now many of the workers affected by the curtailment will be recalled later this month. Now, the $50 million in upgrades includes restarting the mill's C2 paper machine, which will now produce new water-resistant paper grades that are intended to replace single-use plastic products. Other upgrades include modifying the mill's boiler to use more waste bark fuel instead of natural gas, which is expected to reduce more than 26,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions each year, or the equivalent of taking about 5,600 cars off the road annually. Funding for the mill upgrades comes from Paper Excellence, as well as the British Columbia and federal governments. Ottawa is providing $14.3 million in funding for the project, while the province is kicking in $4.5 million. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.